This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
World Plaza, in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
It's all rotted on the driver's side. That's where I'm sitting with the steering wheel. In court of case, the steering wheel in this case being radio, the silver microphone. Good to have you along. I'm Mark Evans, your host. And you are my guest. Thank you for being my guest and spending your time and sitting and relaxing in your man shed or your she shed or your living room or wherever you might be sitting. I do appreciate that. If you're at work, thank you for tuning in. Thanks. I want to thank the employers for letting you have the radio on and tuning in. It means a lot to me. So every hour of Auto World is different. And this hour of Auto World, every week, folks, we have 3 hours for you, and that means that all 3 hours, every hour is different, and we go into the email bag, we take emails live, we like love your phone calls, of course, the stories of your first car, your second car, the lemon that you drove off the cliff. What? You did? You better not have. Anyway, all those kind of stories, you know, my smell, my noise. I always, you know, an automotive technician or a mechanic or a grease monkey, whatever you'd like to call me, after 45 plus years, it is called communication. And communication means that you have to talk the walk. I mean, you know, your car's making a noise. You're the smell. You got to tell. You got to talk out loud to your favorite technician, your mechanic, your body shop person, you know, tell them everything and communicate as much as you can. And of course, I do recommend a little Auto World tip to start this hour off with. You definitely have to make sure that your technician, your mechanic, your person that's going to fix the car that you've asked to fix the car gets in that automobile and you go with them. Make sure that I want them to drive. I want you to sit in the passenger seat and holler out when you hear that noise. When you hear that noise, say, that's the noise. I've said too many times. Now, yes, I've been dizzy driving, sitting in the passenger seat with the customer going around in the parking lot, around and around and around and around, and we're getting dizzy because they're trying to get the noise to happen, and it does not happen. That's a common thing. It really is. And then they drive away from the shop. Well, I can't hear the noise. I can't fix it. If I don't hear the noise, I can't fix the noise. So, with that stated, it might take a couple of visits to your automotive shop or your dealership to get it done. The worst thing that can ever happen to you, and I know a lot of you are guilty right now, and mad at the dealer, and mad at the repair shop, mad at the body shop, the tire shop, the brake shop, whatever shop, the tranny shop, because, hey, Mark, they charged me this much, and it's still doing the same thing. That's the key point, is you got to make sure that I'd recommend you go back as soon as possible, but make sure that you're in the car and point out the noise, the shifting pattern, or whatever it's doing at the time. A little trivia for us. It was way back when, back in 1961, actually, the Scout was introduced. This good old Scout, International Harvester Scout, went from 1961 and 66 and 67, and oh, I've got so much stats in 68, 69 through 70 and 71. Oh, yeah, the new Scout Comanche back in 1971. Then we had the 1972. Oh, yeah, hello to the new Scout, too. Woo! But in 1980, the International Harvester Scout turbocharged diesel was available. Did you buy it? Back then, in 1980, it came with a 100,000-mile, 5-year engine and body warranty. Now, that's kind of unique. Body warranty was one of the first words that was offered back in that day, and it was completely all new. And I don't know about you, but every Scout that I've ever seen in my life, live and in person, has got rust in it. Really, I have not yet seen one that has not have been. Now, I'm talking original. A body warranty, and most Scouts are all rusted out. Oh, yeah, back in 1980, a brand new grill, various striping combinations you could order. But guess what? The all-new turbo diesel engine back in 1980 was a Nissan. / Datsun diesel. They also were optional back in 1976. Wow. So before we headed into this hour, on the first hour, I just shouted out and said, who purchased the very first Ford Mustang? Ponder that for a little bit before we head out on our first break, and then we will be letting you know who really did buy the very first Ford Mustang. Look forward to your emails right here. Oh, that smell!
Can't you smell that smell?
Oh, I know I can smell it. Yeah.
The smell gets around you.
It's all around me. Well, if you go head over to our Facebook page, you'll... Facebook address is my name, Mark Evans, and of course, again, welcome you to over to Auto World Radio Facebook page. Take a look at that picture there. We've got a lot of comments. It actually took my PR director, Bobby Besser, it took him 6 weeks to get that car to look like that. Doesn't look good, does it? But that smell. Oh, yeah. New car smell. According to science, the new car smell is actually bad for you. What? What about the old car smell? What about all the McDonald's and stuff that's in there? I want to do a shout-out here to our all of you on Facebook that's made a comment. Alan, thanks for great information, Alan, on Facebook page, my Facebook page, Mark Evans. And thank you, Alan, for that information. And Bob, thanks. And Rob, yes, thanks, Rob. Appreciate that, Rob. Aaron, thank you. And Martin, appreciate that. Your comments on Facebook as well. Being involved with Auto World and there's our shout out. A lot of shout out horns there for everybody. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Aaron said here, oh look, my old service truck, nothing like working 80 hours a week and living in the life. Oh yes, Aaron, thank you. Isn't that the truth? Anyway, the new car smell though. You folks that don't have Facebook and can't go over and take a look, what that picture is in the passenger side of this automobile. Bobby Besser ate McDonald's and Burger King, and I think he put Wendy's in there. I think he's got Taco Bell in there. He's got all the old bags and wrappers, and I can smell it from here, and I'm in the Greasy Garage Studio. It doesn't smell like grease anymore. Okay. Anyway, it's a mess over there on the passenger side. It goes all the way to the back seat. I think it totaled out his car, but he did it right here for Auto World, so you can see the picture. Ugh, that smell. Anyway. According to science, the new car smell is actually bad for you. We thought we loved the new car smell. In fact, isn't that the reason you bought a new car? Well, think again. It's hard to describe it. A fresh new car, of course, until you own one and you do it. Pristine smell, pristine cleanliness. Everything looks so good. But the toxic hazards that are in the car are not good for us. This is according to a USA Today and members of Harvard University study in the Beijing Institute of Technology studied the effects of the chemicals, folks, used to create that new car smell by parking a pair of new cars outdoors and having them sit through a series of changing weather conditions over the course of 12 days. So picture that. You've got two new cars, sitting next to each other in the sun, the rain, the sleet, the snow, 12 days worth of bad, good sun, weather, all that. After measuring the air quality inside both of these cars, researchers found that there were clear signs of two toxic chemicals being released. These toxic chemicals, two of them, the words are so long, it's basically the alphabet. I'm just pointing out they're toxic. That satisfying new car smell? I think not. A mixture of fresh plastic, fresh fabric, fresh leather, fresh vinyl, fresh everything, even including the gas. The glass, not gas. The gas will be fresh, but the glass is actually fresh. Releasing chemicals. We're going to come take a short break. We're going to come back and talk about the VOCs. Thanks again, Ellen, on Facebook for bringing up the VOCs. We'll be right back, right here, sitting down here on this F-100 Ford pickup seat. Oh, that smell.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I got it one piece at a time, and it didn't cost me a dime. You'll know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around in style, I'm gonna drive everybody wild, cause I'll have the only one there is around.
Yeah, Red Rider, this is the Cottonmouth in the Psycho Billy Cadillac, come on. This is the Cottonmouth, a negatory on the cost of this machine there, Red Rider. You might say I went right up to the factory and picked it up. It's cheaper that way. what model is it?
The question of the week. Who purchased the very first Ford Mustang? We're going to find out here in just a little bit. A little trivia, and then we're going to get right back to the VOCs of this. Ooh, that smell. Do you know that the last car sold in the United States with a factory cassette player was a Lexus SC430 Coupe? That's right. Goodbye, Mr. Cassette and Mrs. Cassette and everybody's cassette. The United States, last one sold in the United States, factory cassette player was a Lexus SC430. Now, VOCs, that smell. Don't think for one second that, those old McDonald's and Burger Kings and Taco Bells and all those wrappers you have in there and those bags and all that aren't creating some kind of a smell. But, yeah, there's toxics. There's two toxics that they found. Once they parked two cars next to each other, the scientists have found out that there's two toxics that's coming off, of course, all these fresh materials that the cars are made out of. VOC. Chemical compounds are known as volatile organic compounds, VOCs. Now, this is what's real scary about all this, folks, is that the VOCs are generally scentless. You can't smell them. You don't even know they're there. I know in the summertime, which we will get those calls and those emails coming in, and I'll be addressing the air conditioning smell, the dirty sock smell, of course, coming through your vents when you turn your air conditioner on. But that's the later day in the auto world when it turns really, really hot out on us. We get those calls. But the exposure to these chemicals that leads to dizziness, headaches, allergies, and cancer. The researchers found out that both these cars that were parked next to each other for 12 days in different weather conditions after sitting there, closed up, emitted enough very toxic chemicals, high scale, went far beyond the environmental standards that China actually even recommends. So, hey, if it's bad for China, it's bad for us. Now, one thing about it is that's for the new car smell. So what I recommend, that's why I stand behind this, that everyone that emails and is in touch with me and says and contributes, there's a gift bag. And in that gift bag, there's products from sponsors of Meguiar's and Mother's and Solution Finish and STP and Wash Drops, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, they're Odor Eliminator. Odor Eliminator. It's a detail bag. It's a keep your car clean, please. If you don't want to do it, don't do it. Just hire it done. Shampooing the carpet. Vacuuming the interior can help release the odors from surfaces. Now, once you vacuum, this is a little secret. I don't know if you knew this, but you will know now here on Auto World that there's two products that I like to use that I recommend that absorb the odors in cars. One I've said here on Auto World before is that you can go to your upholstery shops, your automotive upholstery shops, or you can go to the furniture upholstery shops that are building furniture. Okay, we can't find those, Mark. We don't want to go drive around and look for the automotive upholstery shops. But what I'm after here is they have all those scraps of when they're building the upholsteries, and the leather scraps are the best. They absorb the, put them in a bag, leave the bag open, put them underneath the passenger seat over there, and it absorbs all the odors. That's one way. But I've got two products here. One is, once you vacuum your carpet and shampoo your carpet, please, you can buy this product, a spray can in a parts store. Just spray it on there, let it sit on there for whatever the can says, 2, 3, 4, 5 minutes, and then you just vacuum it. And you can buy those cordless vacuums and vacuum it up. Once you vacuum it, here's the secret remedy. Two products, baking soda. Cheap. Baking soda really does. You just sprinkle the baking soda over the carpet. And you can actually do the upholstery, too, if you have cloth upholstery. Sprinkle that over there. Once you vacuum, it opens up the pores of the upholstery, and you sprinkle that baking soda on there. Just let it sit. Walk away. Come back. I mean, I'm talking about an hour. Come back and vacuum all the baking soda up. It absorbs all the odors, all these toxic chemicals that they're talking about. And another thing, believe it or not, coffee grounds. Coffee grounds can absorb the scents also, by the way. So if you can keep them getting absorbed, you won't get sick. So, ooh, that new car smell, huh? I thought it was good, but it's not. VOCs, volatile organic compounds. Be careful. So do you have a Ford Mustang? Do you want to buy a Ford Mustang? Did you want to wish you had a Ford Mustang? Are you looking at maybe buying a Ford Mustang? Okay, so back. Let's go back a couple days. This happened this last week, but it happened in 1964. 2 days before the official Ford Mustang on sale date, one mistakenly left the dealership. Mistakenly. The lucky new owner, the very first person to buy a Mustang, was Gail Wise. She was 22 years old at the time. She was a school teacher from Chicago. Her parents actually lent her the money after she landed her new job, but had no way to get to and from the school she was to teach at. Cash in hand from her parents, she headed to the local dealership in search of a convertible. When she expressed her desires, she was disheartened to learn, folks, that no drop tops were in stock. Perhaps seeing her dismay, the salesman told her that had a special surprise and led her to a back room back in 1964. And in that back room, she's like, oh my gosh, what'd she find? A baby blue Ford Mustang convertible in the back room. The car had yet to be released to the public, and the salesman knew the sale shouldn't occur. But yet, what's a couple days, he said. It's commission. I'm going to sell it to her. So Gail offered to pay full price for the car back in 1964. A Ford Mustang convertible cost her $3,470.50. That's $3,447.50 without even taking it for a test drive. She says, here's my money, I'll take it. Well, as you know, the salesman said, can't say no to that. She left with many, of course, stares and a lot of smiles. People were staring at her because the car wasn't released yet. Nobody knew what it was. The very first convertible Mustang was sold. Well, Gail now, as of last week, she's 79 years old. She still owns the car today, folks. The light baby blue Ford, 1964 Ford Mustang. Gail Wise, thank you for buying the very first Mustang that came to us in the back room to be. Wow. It's pretty awesome. Now, think about the numbers. Numbers of the sale on that one, huh? Are you going to will that to me, Gail? Please? You can. Let me give you my address. Have you been involved with the very first sale of something? Maybe a cassette? Maybe a radio? Maybe a car? I'd love to hear it. 855-660-4261. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. Look forward to seeing you coming right back after a short break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. Senator Mark Warner is confirming that all U.S. Embassy staffers have been safely evacuated from Sudan.
We ought to commend the military and the intelligence community for getting our diplomatic personnel out. That was a dangerous mission to take them out by helicopter.
Appearing on ABC's This Week, one American was killed during fighting between the Sudanese military and a paramilitary group. A plane was forced to make an emergency landing after hitting something in the sky.
An American Airlines plane caught fire after hitting a bird shortly after takeoff from John Glenn Columbus International Airport on its way to Phoenix. Pilots quickly turned the plane around and returned to the airport. The airport was shut down for a few minutes for an emergency landing, no one was injured. I'm John Schaefer.
Nobody picked all six numbers in the Powerball jackpot. Monday's drawing, $28 million. Dave Collins, USA News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Road 66.
End of a trend is coming, and end of a trend is coming. What? Prices are dropping below sticker price? Good. We're going to get to that story here in just a little bit. Oh, it's time. Woo! It's time. That oogahorn means it's time to go into that email bag. Let's do it. Thank you, Eddie the Engine. Throw me the email bag over here. Thank you. I got a lot to get to, he says. I will. I'll get to them. And by the way, I'll shout out to all of you that's emailed here at Auto World. Thank you. I will get to all of you and get you all fixed. Bye. Promise by Tuesday morning. How's that? All day tomorrow we'll rock and roll and get you fixed. By the way, with that, there's free, no cost in consulting. Folks, I'm an ASE certified master technician. ASE, that's the little blue star you should see. Look for the little blue star that has the white ASE in that star at your repair shops, transmission shops, brake shops, tire shops, etc. Even at the parts store, believe it or not, they need to be certified too. Period. And you'll see the little certificates in the back framed, and you can ask them, hey, are you ASE certified? If they are, that means that they've passed the test. We have to pay for those tests. We have to spend our money to take the test. And if you do fail the test, you cannot take it again until the following year. So it's pretty stringent. You need to have at least, I believe ASE, Automotive Service Excellence, I think they do come around and say you got to have at least starting at 4 years of hands-on before you even take one of our tests. And I'm going to tell you right now, those tests are really, really tough. You need more than 4 years. But anyway, let's do it. Email bag. Let's climb in there and get one. Woo. Wait a minute. Oh, there's one. Too many. We'll get everybody fixed. Consulting-wise, though, yeah, through the week, you folks that are listening on a delayed station or in a different time slot and or a different day, it's good to have you along. Remember, you can always get in touch with me through email, and that address is autoworldradio@yahoo.com, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. With this one, let's help Cindy here. Cindy says, I have a small problem that could turn into a big one. My sunroof is making a ton of wind noise. I'm afraid if I don't get it repaired, it might start leaking. Do you know of a place that can fix it here in the Monterey area, Mark? Enjoy your program, Cindy, listening here in Monterey. Well, awesome, Cindy. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Let's do a shout-out first to our great Auto World AW Auto World affiliate. And that would be KSCO AM 1080. That is Red Hot News Talk right there in Santa Cruz, Santa Clara. Monterey, California, good to have you folks along. Pebble Beach is coming in August. I can't hardly wait. It's a lot of fun. And at that time in August, we'll share with you some of the trivia and all there about what Pebble Beach is all about. I was there back in my first year, I believe, was back in 1998. Anyway, what an experience. Cindy, yes, you're absolutely right. And this is why we like going into the email bag every week and every hour, because a lot of other people, Cindy, probably have a lot of wind whistling noise, too, in their sunroof. And this is not only for sunroofs, but this is for, you know, your doors and around your mirrors or whatever. If you hear wind whistling, folks, just like Cindy's saying here, you're right, Cindy, you could start leaking. I know in Monterey you have a little more rain than we have here in the Boise, Idaho area, and or even, you know, when it rains down there in Scottsdale and Phoenix area and Maricopa, boy, it just downpours and then it's hot and dusty. Anyway, while I'm talking, I'm trying to figure out here where I'm going to send you in Monterey. Beautiful little town right there on the ocean. Cindy, the best thing to do, right off the tip of my tongue, I do not have a name of a shop that I can recommend at this time. I can hunt that out for you, and I will. But here live on the radio behind the silver microphone, I want to kind of point out to you and everyone else that body shops can help you with your sunroof wind whistling leak. It's a simple thing. It really is. But it's the body shop. Those two words, body shop. You do not really want to go into an automotive repair facility or a transmission facility or a brake shop facility. You want to go to a body shop facility, go and tell them exactly what you're telling me. I've got a small wind noise up here in my sunroof. And what they'll do is they'll actually make sure that you have it closed all the way. That is tight. That could be a problem. The motor might not be closing all the way, causing, you know, that when the moonroof, sunroof to be open a little bit. So they'll make sure that it's going back into park mode. And if it's not, then they'll tell you that we need to put a new motor in there and get a new park Paul motor in there. That could be it. But more than likely, truthfully, it's weather stripping. And that's a simple thing you can look for yourself. Just open it up. I want to make sure that the weather stripping looks good all the way around, front, back, side, left, right, passenger, driver's side, etc., Cindy. Make sure that all the weather stripping looks good, and if it doesn't look good or kind of smashed, then you need to buy new weather stripping. And, you know, again, you can do that. Now, I'm going to give you you can do that yourself, believe it or not. And if you do not want to do it yourself, the body shop will do it for you. One company that I can mention, Steel, STEELE, is all steel rubber products. So they'll have the weather stripping for your sunroof. Pretty sure. Let me know. We can get you fixed, but that's how you do it. The same thing around the driver's door and the passenger doors, etc., even the trunk and the hatchbacks, folks. Steel Products has all those rubber weather strippings for you to make sure that no water gets in. So if you hear wind, like Cindy, then you're going to have water eventually coming in. So let's get her fixed. Thanks, Cindy. Hey, I appreciate the email coming right out of Monterey. They're listening to us on KSCO AM 1080, Red Hot News Talk. Appreciate it. Cindy, thank you. Appreciate that. Here's the address. Send me back an address, and I get you a gift pack out. And I'll throw in a informational pack there with the steel products for you, too. So even if the body shop, now this is another thing, you know, folks, the body shop there in Monterey might not have ever heard of the steel products, that company. So you'll get that too, Cindy. Appreciate it. We'll get that baby fixed. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. That's where it's at, right there. Now here's a little trivia for us. Thinking about not only our car goes down the road, burning petrol or fuel, what we might want to call it, or we have an EV. Guess what? The EVs and the petrol burners, ICE vehicles, have in common. I counted to three. It's over with. Done. I got to tell you, you didn't guess. It's called wind. Wind. They both go down the road, bucking wind. So an EV will also have the same weather stripping problems eventually once it gets some miles put on it. But petrol versus EV, they all have the wind thing coming in common. Thomas Midgley Jr. invented leaded gas for General Motors. That's right. Leaded fuel? What's that? Exactly. A little, I have an old gas pump. It's got the sign on it that says, contains lead. Well, Thomas Midgley Jr. invented leaded gas for General Motors and Standard Oil. Yep. Isn't that something? Leaded fuel. Today, I'm spending huge, huge money to mix gasoline, petrol, and get lead in there correctly for a 1916 Chevrolet that I own. Back in the early days, these cars did burn a lot of leaded fuel. Chrysler. Oh, yes, Chrysler. 1957. Remember those days? Oh, yeah, the New Yorker, the two-door hardtop New Yorker. Oh, it was big. Oh, yes, had the 392 cubic inch V8 in it. 325 horsepower. It cost a whole $4,259. Wow. Back then, the Chrysler 300C, well, it was new and had a narrow grille back in the day. Had a 392 in it, too, at the time. 300, America's, the 300C, America's most powerful car, is what they called it the Mighty Chrysler back in that day. That day was 1957. We're going to take a little short break. When we come back, Chile, folks, Chile plans to nationalize its vast lithium industry. You know why we need lithium? Batteries. Electric batteries.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite. a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Yes, AMX. AMX, American Motors. Back in 1977, they produced a 1977 AMX Hornet. AMX excitement. A higher level of excitement is what they boasted back in that day. It was 77, had the stripes on it, had the AMX very proudly on the side front door. Oh, it was fast. And then, of course, from that point on, you had the intermediate-sized car coming in from American Motors. The Rambler Classic, two-door, four-door, V8, six cylinders. Oh, prices range from... They had the Rebel. Remember the Rebel? It was the final 1966. They called it the final classic line. Had a new grill, though, the Rebel. American Motors, 1967, Rebel. Talking about gasoline, the who opened the very first drive-in gas station? Now that we know who invented leaded gasoline, Gulf opened up the very first station in Pittsburgh in 1913. Things have changed. I believe, was it Tesla that's opened up the very first EV gas station? I mean EV electrical station? Okay, Chelly. Talking about Tesla and electrical and electricity and batteries, all that. Well, Chelly here this last week, they announced they plan to nationalize its vast lithium industry. Lithium is what we need to build, the companies need to have to build batteries for our EVs. Chelly's president, Gabriel Boric, said on Thursday, actually, he would nationalize the country's lithium industry, the world's second largest producer of this metal, essentially for all electric vehicle batteries. And they want to do that to, of course, boost their economy and to protect the environment. That's what he's stating. Now, this shock move in the country with the world's largest lithium reserves would be in time to transfer control of Chelly's vast lithium operations from industry giants like SQM and a couple more. I won't mention here on the air, but what matters is that they're going to open that up for all of us over in other countries to purchase their lithium. Now, this is a fresh challenge for electric vehicles, EVs, manufacturers scrambling to secure battery materials. Do they even have enough lithium to build the batteries? We will find out. As stated earlier in Auto World here a couple months ago, that in fact Tesla is talking about, as I were, you know, was there live to see it, as Elon Musk talked about at the end of the investor conference, talking about the aspect of magnets to get off the lithium. We'll find out later what Tesla is going to do with that. But lithium mine reserves. This is according to the USGS. the ore reserves by country in millions of metric tons. Here's some numbers for you. Chile is the number one with 9,200 metric tons. Australia second comes in at 4,700 metric tons. Argentina is there at 1,900. China, 1,500. USA, we have 750 metric tons. Canada then is 530. Brazil, Portugal, and others, of course. But we're 750, where Chile is 9,200 millions of metric tons. Lithium. Well, talking about cars, of course, because this is Auto World, America's Automobile Enthusiast Show. I'm proud to say that we're here for you. You are here for us. I appreciate that. And that means that we all are living in an auto world, and that means that we own a car, a vehicle of some sort. It could be a truck. It could be a two-door, four-door convertible. It doesn't matter. Are you riding a horse? Are you driving or riding a horse to work or to the grocery store? Most of us are not. Well, it's the end of an era, folks. Finally, new vehicle prices drop below sticker price. Yes. You know, that new car smell. Well, we got that new car sticker on the side window. The prices are falling, finally. For the first time, nearly 2 years. The average price paid for a new vehicle in the United States dropped below the number on the window. Yes. Which is rising inventory levels and incentives combined to push the number down. This was all in March. Not too long ago, a couple weeks ago. Now, the average transaction price, what you and I pay for a vehicle, fell to $48,008. Now, this is all according to Kelley Blue Book. That's down 1.1%, or about $550. Hey, money's money. This is $550 down from February's number of $48,558. But it's still $1,784 more than a year ago, so we still got to work on it. We still got to get her down, supply and demand. $171 less than the average sticker price and time. The minivans are getting additional dealer markups, though. It's the vans. You folks are liking to purchase these vans, huh? Yeah. For some reason. Now, let's talk about, gas, ice, the vans. You know, I think you like the vans. I have a lot of clientele customers that like the vans because they're a little lower to the ground to get in and get out, but yet the ride height is quite high. They can still see. Do you agree? Do you own a minivan? I purchased one back in, it was the first year Chrysler came out with that. Dodge Caravan, Auto World Radio, one word, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Our phone number right here from the Auto World Plaza. I'd like to hear from you all the time. Since 1992 is 855-660-4261. Follow me on Facebook. Appreciate you following me. Thank you. And Instagram account is Auto World Media Podcast. If you do definitely want to go back and listen to see what Chelly did or what we did in the first hour or the third hour, the second hour, you can just Google Auto World Mark Evans. And you'll find us. Click on me. You'll see me sitting there behind the silver microphone, as I am right now. Known for that since 1992. And I'm on LinkedIn also under my name, Mark Evans. I have websites, Auto World Media, autoworldmedia.com. More to come. The electric vehicles are the talk, of course, of every conversation anymore. And if you have any questions or concerns, I welcome your calls, your emails at all times, even after we're live off the air. Email is always good, folks. I want to make sure that you can know how to get to the second, third hour that your favorite radio station that you're listening to us on right now is the best way to get to us is GGCN. That's good. Charlie, Nancy, GCNlive.com. I do appreciate you doing that because that's what it's all about. Absolutely. I want to make sure that you stay in touch in the ebb and flow of Auto World right here. Every week is different. So, now, EVs and sales of them. Electric vehicles. The ETP for EVs was up $313. In fact, Mini did a report. Yeah, Mini Cooper, Mini BMW. They did a survey and found out that 50% of all of us are going to buy an EV in the next 5 years. The average price for an EV sold? The average price for an EV? The average price, let's back up here, the average price by Kelley Blue Book said that the price fell, sticker price fell, yes, what we were giving for them below the sticker price is $48,008. Now for an EV, it's $58,940. Well, that's which is well above the average price. So, it looks like maybe, as you know, Tesla's lowering their prices, as I stated the first hour, but the auto manufacturers are now finally giving you and I some incentives to maybe jump in there and to buy. Give us some more, please. What would you want the manufacturers or the dealers to give you when looking at a new car? I know a lot of you might be looking right now. How are you looking and how are you finding how to purchase an automobile? Are you using the internet and then driving to the dealer to get behind the steering wheel and drive it to see what that new car smell is all about? Oh, good to have you along. I appreciate it. We'll see you in an hour. Well, in about 5-6 minutes here on the third hour, where in fact they confirmed it. We're going to hear about it. They confirmed it. The return of the Mini Moto is back. Buick unveiled it too.
Say goodbye to Mark and all his kin. They would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. You're all invited back next week to this locality to have a heaping helping of their hospitality. Hillbilly, that is. Sally Spell, take your shoes off. Y'all come back now. Here.
This has been a Loose Nut production. Thanks, everybody.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.